From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The governor of Puerto Rico said that the official death toll from Hurricane Maria has been increased to 34 from 16. Governor Ricardo Rosselló said he believes the hurricane has caused $90 billion in damage across the island. The governor made the announcement at a news conference following U.S. President Donald Trump's short visit to the U.S. territory to assess the storm's impact. Spain's King Felipe VI has condemned the Catalan authorities, saying they had placed themselves outside the law by holding an independence vote Sunday. These authorities have, in a clear and decisive way, placed themselves outside of the law and democracy. They wanted to break Spain's unity. Separatist leaders in Catalonia have vowed to declare independence in the northeastern region this week following Sunday's disputed referendum. The central government has declared the vote illegal and invalid. Las Vegas authorities continued their investigation into the mass shooting that has left at least 59 dead and over 500 injured. Las Vegas Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo said Stephen Paddock thought about how he was going to carry out this attack.
The fact that he had the type of weaponry and amount of weaponry in that room, it was pre-planned extensively, and I'm pretty sure he evaluated everything that he did in his actions, which is troublesome.
U.S. President Donald Trump called Paddock a sick man, a demented man, who had a lot of problems. Be sure to follow The Voice of America on various social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, for stories, pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News. Aid agencies are scaling up efforts to contain an outbreak of diarrheal diseases that could have serious health consequences for many of more than the 500,000 Rohingya refugees from Myanmar who are living in squalid, overcrowded condition in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh. Lisa Schlein has the story.
UN refugee spokesman Andre Mihajic says there are no firm statistics yet on cases of acute watery diarrhea among the newly arrived refugees.
And we are taking action to try to prevent severe illness and deaths. We have seen an increasing trend of diarrheal disease cases, including cases of diarrhea with severe dehydration. So far, refugees with these conditions have been treated at clinics run by UNHCR and other agencies and at local public health facilities.
Cholera is endemic in Bangladesh, and fears of a potential outbreak of the fatal disease are growing. Mihajic notes cholera can spread easily among the hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who are living in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Kenya's top university has been closed following unrest and allegations from students of police brutality. It's the latest sign of the deepening tensions over the rerun of a presidential election scheduled for later this month. Mohamed Yusuf reports.
The University of Nairobi has been closed after days of unrest following the arrest of a student leader who is also a member of parliament. The lawmaker was arrested for insulting the president and also assaulting a voter. Last week's protest prompted some police officers to enter the university compound and beat up students, frog marching others. In an interview with Nation Television, the head of the police said the university administration invited the police to deal with the situation at the school. The students planned a protest Tuesday against the police brutality and the school administration, but the university announced it was closed until further notice, citing what it called a deteriorating security situation. Student leader Ronnie Mamba disagrees with the stated reason for closure.
As you can see here, no student is armed. We are only armed with our brains. No student is carrying a gun. No student has clobbered another student. Therefore, there is no insecurity.
Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
An outspoken deputy of Cambodia's detained opposition leader fled the country Tuesday, known internationally for campaigns against sex trafficking and to assert women's rights. Mue Soe Chua had been among the most vocal opposition politicians in Cambodia since Kem Sokha was arrested and accused of plotting to take power with U.S. help. Visit The Voice of America at voanews.com for additional coverage of these stories and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.